Joining us now is Congressman John Spratt of South Carolina. He's the senior Democrat on the House Budget Committee. He joins us from Litchfield Beach, South Carolina. Welcome, Congressman Spratt.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be with you.
Congressman, was it important for the president to have an economic forum, do you think?
Well, it was apparently important for him to, number one, show his concern, and number two, really get up and reaffirm his policies. This was not an opportunity for reexamining the policies that they're pursuing right now. It was really a pep rally for the president's policies.
Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with his economic policies, in your view? Or are they the right ones?
Well, first of all, the common people, let's say, the small business people, the random individuals who are sitting around the table in the corporate responsibility session, they all express a lot more anger than the other participants in the conference. They were talking about punitive action against these corporate wrongdoers. And every time that came up, it was basically deflected. Mm-hmm. The other thing that struck me was that they all ignored the elephant in the room. They ignored the fact that the federal government's books don't look so good right now either. Despite the president talking about getting the country back on the path to a balanced budget, he was the first president in recent history to inherit not only a balanced budget, but a budget in surplus. And in the last 18 months, $5.2 trillion of the $5.6 trillion surplus has disappeared.
There were very few Democrats included at the Economic Forum today. Were you disappointed by that, or would you have liked to be there?
Well, we've been calling for a summit for months now, ever since the first of this year. But what we've been calling for is one that brings everybody to the table and puts everything on the table. And this forum or summit or meeting does neither, really. What we need to have is one of our periodic budget meetings, and it needs to be in earnest.
I read that Terry McAuliffe, the head of the Democratic National Committee, said in a speech the other day that maybe Mr. Bush ought to talk to former President Clinton to get some advice about the economy, since the economy boomed so much during the 1990s. Would you give the same advice to President Bush?
I don't think that advice is likely to be accepted, so I think it's rather futile to offer it. I do think that he could take a page out of Clinton's experience. In 1997, when we were making progress on the deficit, but we still had not yet balanced the budget, Clinton said, "I don't want to go through the shenanigans of last year and shut down the government. I want to do a budget deal early rather than late in the fiscal year. So let's get together and start talking."
You know, you hear a lot of Democrats harking back to the Clinton years and the growing economy then. And the Bush administration argues that the economy was already set to go into this recession before President Clinton left office. Would you agree?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that. OMB and the Clinton administration in that last report said it looks like this economy is beginning to take a dip. Mm-hmm. And indeed it was.
So you can't really blame this recession on President Bush and his
administration. Well, no, you can't. But the president came to office, and his Office of Management and Budget said, "We've got a $5.6 trillion surplus looming out over the next 10 years. We can have a huge tax cut based upon the size of the surplus that we project." In truth, if they had noticed the storm clouds that were forming over the economy, they would have known that that $5.6 trillion estimate was substantially overstated.
Thanks very much, Congressman Spratt.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John.
Congressman John Spratt of South Carolina is the senior Democrat on the House Budget Committee.